JJ, are you able to enjoy this, or is it with the season ending? It's weird right now.
It's weird. Yeah, it's very weird. I don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, you're out there, and you're the first player in NFL history to have 20 or more sacks in 2 years. I mean, Reggie White, Bruce Smith, on and on, never did that. You hear the MVP chants, but then you guys finish 9-7, but then the season's over.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, to be able to do something that's never been done before it's unreal, and it's a testament to my coaches and teammates and everybody around me. I mean, that's one of the coolest things I think ever, you know, when you do something that nobody's literally ever done. But I mean, you know, we finished the season a little bit strong here at the end. I mean, we're on our fourth quarterback. I mean, come on. It's not ideal by any means where we are, but I think that it's I'm looking forward to getting back to work. I wasn't ready for it then, that's for sure.
The fans were very excited about a lot of things you did today, and what did you think about when they were chanting MVP after your safety?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty special. That's as an athlete, I think it's one of the coolest things of all time to have a stadium, you know, chant for you or whatever. I can't say enough about our fans. You know, I've only been here for 4 years, and for them to show me so much love and appreciation, it's unreal. And I appreciate them so much, and I have to say thank you to them because they make what I do a blast. Like, it makes it so much fun to work out and to watch film and to study, because you know that when you go out there and lay it on the line for them on Sundays, they're gonna show up for you. So grateful for our fans. I mean, to hear chants like that, you know, if you, like I said before about some other things, if you had told 10-year-old me that, I think he would have been pretty darn excited. So it was cool.
JJ, does this feel like, personally to you, this the best season of your career? I mean, 2 years ago you had an unbelievable season with the numbers and defensive MVP, but with everything combined, is this your best season?
You know, I don't know. I guess that's mainly for everybody else to discuss. You know, y'all can write about it and people can talk about it on TV. Every game, my goal is just to go out there and do whatever I can. And so people can judge it how they want. My big thing is you work hard for the respect of your teammates and coaches and other players around the league and guys who've done it before. So to be honest, those are really my family. I want to make my family proud. Those are really mainly the only opinions I care about. No offense.
JJ, can you put into words the range of emotions you had at the end of the game? Great goal line stand to win the game, and then you learn that the Ravens win and you're not in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Like I said, it's a weird situation. You're excited about the win and everything that happened, and you're hoping. But, you know, that's what happens when you leave it in somebody else's hands. You know, we have to make sure that we leave things up to our own hands. So we need to work on that in the future.
JJ, what kind of goals did you set yourself prior to the season?
Win. You know, I just want to win. You know, you have all of the goals are team goals. You know, you can set personal goals and things like that. But at the end of the day, I just want to win football games and try and be the best player I can be. So I think that was always the goal.
Did you expect to have a season turn out like this for you personally?
I mean, that's always the goal, to have the best season you possibly can. So that's why you work so hard. That's why you spend so much time doing what you do. You want to be the best player you can be.